ASL's top story this hour.
It's going to be a volatile week. It's going to be a lot up and down.
World markets appear to be in much better shape a day after the great fall of China led to a Black Monday.
But analysts say we're not done yet with a bumpy ride. Our live team coverage, Markets and Your Money, begins with Simone Seifley live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, China's main stock index lost 7.6% today. Yesterday, that loss was 8.5%, the fourth straight day of losses for Chinese investors. But in the U.S. this morning, it's a different story.
The Dow pointing to a 600-point jump at the open.
Now, that's ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. We've got the Dow up right now, and it's the Dow futures up now at 545 points. Financial experts are reminding us about market history and staying calm. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Simone, history shows don't get out of the stock market. You'll lose money. And Stephen Johnson with Raymond James Financial says this does not feel like a crash or beginning of a recession.
After 35 years of doing this, I've seen this happen several times where it feels more like a panic selling as opposed to what I call fundamental selling.
Others point out in the short run, markets respond to psychology. In the long run, markets are determined by valuations, which still look good. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour. If you were someone who took advantage of Black Monday to buy stocks, you're doing a whole lot better this morning.
It's a good time to buy.
Analysts are forecasting a much better day on Wall Street today. Our live team coverage, Markets and Your Money, begins with Simone Seifley live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, futures are up sharply at this hour, up 523 points.
Futures are up sharply ahead of Tuesday's opening bell, pointing to a dramatically better start than yesterday, when the Dow plunged more than 1,000 points just minutes into the session.
ABC's Brad Milkey, though futures are up, so is the index that measures investor fear. It's usually 12 or 13. It was at 50 yesterday. History shows that this will all pass. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Simone, experts say previous market swings are a reminder that being calm and patient can pay off. And Stephen Johnson with Raymond James Financial points out some positives from this.
It would be hard for the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates, probably in September as is anticipated. That may not be pushed back till the end of the year and possibly into next year.
He and others say, remember, you are a long-term investor. You're buying stocks at a discount if you're putting money into your retirement account. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.